Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Morning all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A from a different location. I'm upstairs because I'm having a nightmare with the printer. Right, so here's the thing. I finally figured out that it was printing blurry. So then I cleaned the heads and I did the adjustment and aligned the heads. Then I realized the printer was printing fine. It was a problem coming from YouTube, from the Microsoft, from Word. Then I realised that some of Word was printing right, but some Word wasn't. And then I realised the problem seems to be that when I now cut the comments out of YouTube and paste them into Word, it doesn't work. So I don't know why. And then I thought, well, so I'm thinking, oh, I've got to get this done. It's been a very busy day. There's a lot going on. I'll get this done. Oh, by the way, yeah, sorry it's late, but there was a lot going on yesterday. My wife decided we were going to paint all of the ceilings in the back of the house. Excellent. So me, Mull, and Mull's boyfriend, Dave, and Edwin Rollers. Looks great, but got to the good. Well, you don't care. So what I'm doing now is I've got the phone here, which makes some sense, and here underneath is the computer with a screen, which means it was environmentally friendly. I can read it straight off the screen. It's got it in my mouse. I'll be like a newsreader. If I could just get this on an auto cue, we'd be laughing. But, I mean, this might be the way forward now, or I might solve the problem. You know, like you have certain problems where you're banging away and banging away and banging away. You think, hold on a second, why am I driving myself mad? There's a way around this. Rather than going right, I'll just go left. Oh, yeah, but I always used to be able to go right. It's annoying me that I can't go right. No, just go left. Forget about it. So, what we got? Question of the week this week. Hey, it's working. Question of the week from Paul Oldfield. Says, hi, Pete. What a lovely home you have. Thanks, Paul. This is the upstairs. he said, secondly, what would you say about getting in a non-Euro 6 van and which size? And by 72 says, I don't normally read the responses, but this is the response. He says, if you don't get a Euro 6 van in London, you'll be paying £12.50 every time you leave the house. Get a Euro 6 is a no-brainer. The van would be best if you were based... hang on a second. Van would be best if you're based in London. Prices of Euro 6 van much higher if someone's dying out. Well, look, the thing is, there's a little caveat to that. Because we're in the Euro 6s now, and I always thought, oh, great to get the Euro 6. But, so Paul, we'll be doing your own video. Paul Oldfield. Hey! We'll do your own video on that, about Euro 6 fans. My current up-to-date thinking on Euro 6 fans, for what it's worth, which means it will be long or wrong, or at least largely erroneous. Last week's mistakes. Hello, Nick at London Creative, who says, nice video, Pete. Well done, and I don't want to reverse. It's uphill and backwards. Shocking, have to reverse backwards. It's well coming to. Now, I'll be honest with you. If I do have to reverse, I tend to prefer reversing forwards because it's much easier because you can see where you're going. But, you know, if the worst case scenario, you do have to reverse backwards, it's just part of the job. Idiot. Right, so. This week's video was on private jobs. I've also got to write my timestamps down because I've got a piece of paper here. Private jobs. Peter Ashmore says, this is also tying in with should you go on the exchange. Peter Ashmore says, you can't make money on the CX unless you co-load. Domain name guy says, he said, a courier should, you got the problem with the co-loading thing. You can do it, but you have to get permission from both parties. You can't just go ahead and do it. We've done that before. Domain name guy says, a courier could always give two prices when they give a price, e.g. like the dedicated price, so get there as soon as possible, or the co-load price, which might take a little bit longer, and the courier could pick up someone else's pallet and slightly cheaper if the customer doesn't mind sharing. This does come up sometimes where it comes up on the jobs, and you says happy with co-loaning, get there anytime, and they are looking for a better price. There is also an idea that, you know, that there could be a part of the CX which was more of not a dedicated vehicle. But what strikes me is a lot of the time they want it dedicated, they want it there as soon as possible, and they want it there like you're loading from, like, you know, Amazon, you know, 150 parcels on board, they want it for nothing. So the scary thing is, if they did bring in this co-loading thing, would they want it even cheaper? Well, cheap enough already, aren't we, boys? Boys and girls? Shocking. I don't know. Anyway, Leachy says, on the subject of things, he said, I priced one job last week and the shipper texts me saying, you've got the job, but he's still waiting for his customer to pay him. So I think he's behind on his invoice. He wasn't going to pay me for another 30 days. I truly believe these shippers are getting paid almost straight away, but are choosing to hold payment for us drivers. It depends. Some people pay instantly. Some people pay at the end of the week. Some people, 3 months later, you're still chasing them. And it's just like, I imagine most shippers have got, they might have 10 different customers, all of which behave completely differently. And, you know, so it depends on their customers. And some people just want to pay because it keeps their head straight. Job's done, got that paid, that's it. I can draw a line under it. Some people want to draw it out as long as they possibly can. Depends on the customer. Paul Oldfield, he's your man again, to the one with the question. He says, I've been quite interested in getting into this work and looked into the CX quite a bit. What I really don't like is there's no minimum rate, so shippers can get ridiculous rates on the job. I think the CX should have a minimum depending on the size of the van, and they should try their hardest to police members, operate syndicates, and bidding low and giving work out to non-members. They kind of try to do the thing with the syndicates, with the trusted. It doesn't work, but they're trying to do it. As for rates, doesn't necessarily mean a syndicate. It just might be that it falls lucky and you think, I so want that job, I'll give him a really good price. And the problem is, ultimately, end of the line, it is an auction platform. It is, you know, sort of, it is, the idea is you bid for jobs. Like if you, like any other auction, like you're going to go and bid for a car, or you're going to go and bid for some furniture, or an old master, a Rembrandt, it's an auction platform. And in which case, it's going to go for what anyone's, it's either the goods are going to go for what someone is prepared to pay. And on an auction platform, this is like a Dutch auction, which is kind of like, no, it's not like a Dutch auction, is it? No, it's not. This one is like, this will go for the cheapest I can get it for. That's what it is. And we don't like it, but we're stuck with it. And now I think there might be other platforms out there which will say, this is the job. In which case, then it's a first come, first serve situation. You could find yourself equally frustrated. You could go, oh, that's a job, that's perfect, mate. Oh, it's really gone. I would have done it for cheaper than that. That's already gone for that money. I'd have done it for, like, you know, that's gone for 80 quid. I'd have done that for 60. God, blimey. See, I mean, I think if it was the other way around, we'd be moaning. So I'm probably wrong, usually. Right. Should you go on a CX? This naturally believes me. I mean, your man Paul's thinking about joining it. Should you go on a CX? This was like last week's video. And there's a lot more carrying on than it does from time to time. Steve Bradley Curious is definitely not. Honestly, no more. It's way too dear now. Maybe before COVID. Well, I joined way before COVID. In fairness, it actually kept me working through COVID because we did the Argos. Do you link on the Argos? By72 said, I thought the Courier Exchange was for experienced couriers who need extra contacts. I've been in the game for 25 years and on the exchange for 14 years. It's great for contacts. And if you do a good job, shippers will call you directly. They will call you directly. It's not always a good thing. Sometimes you get a rapport going with them and then they start asking you to do it cheaper. Always, just sometimes. Some people are lovely. Peter Ashmore says, again, just needs minimum price per mile and the problem solved. You can still be bidding more, but the shippers can't pay less. I think we have to do a video on this, you know. Right. Video. I'll have to try and remember. I'm going to write that down. I have no idea when I come back to it what that's going to. I'm going to go, an auction video. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, does it? It doesn't mean. For example, £1.20 per loaded mile for a long wheelbase. Any less, with a few hold ups, you could easily be on less than minimum wage. It's true. It is true. I just just I think we need to look into this a little bit. I can't believe I'm saying this with the amount of times we've talked about it. But I think we kind of need to sort of open this up a little bit. Kong says, not in a million years. Don't waste your time. I've just had my operator's license and I wish I'd never bothered. Too many people working for peanuts and undercutting each other. Motorways are full of Ivecos from Poland and Romania with sleeper pods. They're putting me out of business. So he's not happy about that. I don't see us rushing there. He's unfed up of how hardworking they are. The thing about this one, and I've said it before, Connie, is the Alfie Design Pet principle, which is like in the 80s when we had a load of builders that weren't doing so great in sort of like, you know, just weren't doing so great because it was like a bit of recession going on, but Germany was having a building boom. We all moved over to Germany and started building their houses, and the Germans got the ump about it because it's a bit like, well, you know, they're coming in and sort of offering to do it for less and they're doing our jobs. It's an open market. There's a lot of things we might not like. We might not like the fact that it's not fair you don't get the right price per mile. We might not like the fact that other people may come in and do the jobs for less because they can. But it is what it is. And it's no, you know, you say, I wish it wasn't like that. I wish a lot of things weren't like that. I wish that we all could work together, build a greater future, work in peace and harmony, and then sit around in fields of daisies singing the Coke song. But life isn't like that. What we have to do is we have to deal with the way it is rather than the way that we wish it was. And that is what it is. You know, it's kind of thing like, you know, so it doesn't work. I stopped being a market trader, so I decided to go and join the exchange. I imagine there's lots of people when I joined, he went, oh, great, another Luton van driver from Luton. Oh, that's another job I'm going to lose. What else was I supposed to do? I've got a family to feed and my market. Who wants market traders anymore? When's the last time anyone bought anything off a market? You know, oh, well, I just went down and bought some socks. No, you got it from Amazon. It is what it is. And we just have to deal with what it is. Dale Steele says the courier exchange is not designed as a backload site. You wouldn't pay $2,000 a year for just backloads. 99% of the jobs are advertised as hotshot, not backload. You keep saying it's backload, Pete, is totally wrong. You would be right in saying the rates are often backload rates. A backload job cannot also stipulate no co-load. CX terms, which it does, which CX does say no co-load, doesn't it really? Which only doubly confirms it's not a backload site. You're quite right in that score, Dale. I think what I'm trying to say is it was originally designed as a backload site. Or the whole principle was a bit like someone had a business idea of like, hang on a second, there's a load of lorries driving back empty. If we could actually put the drivers in contact with some loads, that'd be great. But you're right, the hotshot thing is nonsense. You can't turn around to someone, it is one of my pet hates, when they say, because you can list it as a hotshot or a backload, and they go, needs to be collected between 8 and 9, needs to be there as soon as possible, and they list it as a backload. Well, you listen as a backload just because you want it cheap. That's not a backload, is it? That's a courier job. If you're saying there's a firm out there, I think it's called 3 to 5 days. So it can be picked up any time this week, delivered there any time next week. That's a backload. But, or is a backload just the load that you get, which is going back? In which case, if you're delivering to Milton Keynes at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, there's one coming up between 8 and 9 going to your home. Is that a backload? The truth of the matter is the term's academic, isn't it, really? We're kind of asking the wrong question. It works for people and it doesn't work for others. What it actually is and whether it makes any money, well, it's kind of down to you, isn't it, really, I suppose. Peter Franklin says, I only really use it for backloads. Well, there you go. For Peter, it's a backload site. Or if a job comes up that's going to a place that I'd really like, so I do a bit of fishing, then I'll bid on it if I've got a quiet day, and I only bid on short mile jobs between 30 and 100 miles, then it's possible to make a reasonable day out of it. But I don't know how anyone can make a living only working on the CX. Well, there you go, guys. And ladies, there's your opinions.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Should you join on a CX? It strikes me it's not the easiest thing to do. Although, domain name guy did one later on, and I think I might even turn that into a separate video. Because I thought it was a reasonable point. That's if I can print it out. But I can't print it out anymore. See how we go with that one, shall we? Have to try and solve the printout problem. Right, now we come to a new regular part of the show, vans. It's not actually a regular part of the show, it's trucks, but instead of talking about trucks today, we're talking about vans. It's partly to do with my constant tirade about the Ford Transit Custom being the van equivalent of a fish knife. It looks good, but it's totally useless. HD 1994 says, a Euro 5 Ford Transit Custom 2013-2016 are ridiculously reliable. They run on a chain, so no belt problems. And super, he said, I've covered 165,000 miles in mine. It's mechanically sound. Mine is the long wheelbase variant, 3 meters load space. And the previous comment is indeed correct. There is no other van in the class that can carry as much weight. Even a bigger class van like a Mercedes Sprinter, you put 800 kilos on it and it's sitting low. In the Custom, it looks comfortable with that kind of weight, and Custom drives brilliantly. Godzilla says, Ford Customs. I had a Transit Connect high top, 55 high plate, and we put it in with minimum fuss, a Honda CRF450. A friend had a Transit and found it was harder to get the same Honda into the back. It struggled with very poor headroom. Ford Customs look fantastic for a van, but aren't what you'd call reliable, as there's beyond loads up for grabs with blown engines. Great for up to 125,000, then afterwards it's a lottery. The thing about Ford Customs is secretly I quite like them. They're lovely looking vans. My boss has kind of got one which he uses as, like, you know, it's in fairness, I always said my ideal car would probably be just like a flatbed truck. So I like them pickups. But really, the van makes an awful lot more sense. You can get four people in the front of it comfortably. It looks cool, the four customers go on. It's like the aid seam, isn't it? Get a black one with a red slash down the side. You open up the back, you can stick your rubbish in, your garden rubbish in. Anyone needs moving, it kind of makes some sense. As a courier van, I don't know how it works. I think what scares me is the price of the things. They look great, but they're like crazy money. Please take my four custom comments with a pinch of salt. Truth be told, I quite like them, really. Right, miscellaneous. Check me time stamp. Burrito Senior says, hi Pete, currently drive a Luton van and looking to get into HGV self-employed. Was just wondering, is it a big learning curve or is anything... Right, sorry about that. I'm having a bit of a day of it today. Video stopped, and then I realised that my phone memory was full because the recycle bin hadn't been emptied. I'm just having it. I've got gremlins in. What can you do? Anyway, where was we? Burrito Senior. I'm going to have to flex all this together. It's probably going to make no sense. Never does anyway. Burrito Senior. I currently drive a Luton van and looking into getting HGV self-employed. Big learning curve. Is anything I should look out for? It's a big learning curve. I'm not 100% sure I'm the right person to ask, but there's plenty of videos out there that show you the mistakes that I made, and hopefully you won't make them, in which case you'll end up in a better position. As Asimov says, are you back to being an owner, driver, operator, or are you still with a friend? No, I'm an employee now. I'm a lorry driver. I work for a guy that I met on the exchange when I was running my own firm, and once it all went wrong, he said, well, come and work for me, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So... where it leads from here, I don't know. But whether I go back to being an owner driver on my own again, I don't think so. I've done it, if you know what I mean. I think if I was going to move on, I would do something completely different. For the meantime, what I've got is okay. Stephen EB6 says, if you're tramping in a van, find a pure gym, get a training session in and shower before you start the day. If not pure gym, find a local gym or a pool. Starting early, train and shower the night before. Sorted. You're forgetting about the van gym there, Steve. I did a video on the van gym. The lorry gym. Yeah, don't take it too seriously. If I can actually sort this out, I'll do you a link. Domain name guy. He's got the one that said a couple of reasons why people join the exchange, and I'd like to try and get that one off if I can. I think I'm going to make this kind of short now because everyone's going to be getting up soon and I'm going to have to sort this one out. So so the main thing, if I can find a way of getting this and print it, I'll do a little video on that. Couple of reasons why people should join the Career Exchange. Good one. Sorry if I don't get out to it, but thanks for your input, mate. And finally, we're getting near the end. Jim on the Run says, thanks for the mention, Pete. Love the sunny Q&A this morning. And Steve Campbell says, this is in conclusion, Steve Campbell says, it sounds like Jim on the Run drives for a place I used to drive for when I drove a 7.5-tonne of Tago at a Washington hospital up to Edinburgh. Think the depot is in Birmingham somewhere. Used to be called Bupa, but now it's called Spire Healthcare. I didn't know Bupa was now Spire. Well, you learn something new every day. Guys, I'm going to call it there. I've got to try and chuck what it's together. A million other things to do. But we'll get there in the end. I've just got to find a way. In fairness, it's not the end of the world. I will either learn how to get the comments copied and printed in case we're back to downstairs, or just do it from upstairs. I had to block the window out because it was too light. So I'm thinking, oh, one of them days. Never mind. In the meantime, get this on. Do the rest of Sunday, maybe get a little bit of a rest in, and then tomorrow back to taking care and taking money.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.